Hi, it's the Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Burnley press conference, and joining me to react to that are Amelia Bonner, Adam Smith and Siobhan Began. And there's a few things Jurgen Klopp talked about in his press conference there. There's going to be more Luis Diaz chat. I'm going to warn you for the next couple of Team Talks, it's probably going to be a lot of Luis Diaz chat, to be honest, because the manager can't stop waxing lyrical about him, and neither can we, to be honest, particularly after his performance against Leicester last night. We'll come on to talk about the squad as well, which is obviously part of the sort of Diaz chat, but you know, a bit of a wider point about the squad and some of the things the manager had to say on that. We'll have Natalie Bromley coming up in the second part of the show as well. And then we'll do our usual team selection and score predictions in the third part. But Amelia, I loved Jurgen Klopp's quote on Diaz first and foremost. I'll read out. He says he has the skill set and character. One of the best first games I saw from a new player, but we have to see how he adapts. There's no rush. It was a good chance to start him with Sadio not here. Mo back from an intense tournament. Yes, Lewis showed up. And I think, to be honest, you've heard from Jurgen Klopp in general. He even said it in his last press conference before the Leicester game, just how well Diaz is settling. And I think you got to see, you know, flashes of that last night, but it also just seems like, you know, he's got the perfect surroundings at Liverpool to hit the ground running. And it seems like he's got, you know, the perfect attributes to do that as well.
Yeah, I found it really interesting, actually. I think the journalist that was asking the question kind of asked, what is it that's enabled such a quick kind of transition into the squad? Is it part of the kind of research that went into it before, or the groundwork that was done with Diaz's team? Or what is it that kind of, that's meant he's hit the ground running in such a way? And obviously so much of it comes down to just the absolute class of a player. Everything that we've seen of him so far, albeit kind of relatively little, has been just absolutely phenomenal. I remember when Jota started Pep in his it was his first press conference before we first saw Jota play. He said that he'd expected, like, you know, it takes someone X number of hours, X number of training sessions to really feel like they're a part of the squad, but with Jota it took about 10-15 minutes. So I can only imagine that with Diaz it's taken all of about 30 seconds for him to be like he's a part of this squad. It's just absolutely incredible and so encouraging to see. And I like that Jurgen does all of that kind of like, it's the best performance he's seen from a new player, like all of the things about how incredible he is, and then goes, but of course we'll be taking our time, as if we're not all absolutely losing our heads already and all going, well, this is incredible, this is the second coming. But he certainly did show up on both occasions that we've seen. I think against Cardiff, the phrase that Neil Dockin, who was stood next to me, used was Suarez-esque, which it certainly felt like. And yeah, bloody hell, it just feels like between Harvey Elliott, who's only about 12 years old and will be the greatest player of all time eventually, Diaz, who already looks like he's going to be incredible for us despite only having got off the plane last week, and Jota's kind of like continued presence in the pitch. It's just, we're in such a good place, aren't we?